In this study, we're going to look at Titus. We don't find him mentioned by name in the book of Acts, but he was involved in many of the events recorded in that book. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 1, we read that he was present with Paul and Barnabas at the Jerusalem Council that we read about in Acts chapter 15. Paul and Barnabas visited Jerusalem following some false teaching on the question of circumcision that was being taught by some of the church in Antioch. We read in Acts 15 and verse 2 that Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. It appears from Galatians chapter 2 that Titus was one of the other believers who accompanied Paul and Barnabas. From this, it also appears that Titus was not a man who could be taken in by false teaching. Titus was a Greek, and therefore had not been circumcised as an infant. Paul saw circumcision as a command given by God through Moses when the law was given, but his teaching in Romans 6 verses 14 and 15 was, "You are not under law, but under grace." Although Paul did not condemn circumcision, he made it clear that it was not necessary for salvation. It is for this reason he did not compel Titus to be subjected to this painful ritual. When Paul went to Troas to preach the gospel, he found the door was open to preach. However, he expected to find Titus already there waiting for him. When he wasn't, he was concerned. We're told he had no peace of mind. For this reason, Paul decided not to remain in Troas, but sail to Macedonia, and it was there that Titus joined him. You can read this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and in chapter 7 and verse 6. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1 that Paul had previously visited Corinth and had what he calls a painful visit. It is thought that this came about following a report Timothy had brought him after delivering Paul's first letter to them. He didn't want another painful experience, so he sent Titus and another unnamed person to Corinth. We read this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Eventually, Titus caught up with Paul when he arrived in Macedonia. We read that Paul was attacked from every direction, which made him fear the worst might happen. But Titus arrived and gave Paul comfort and encouragement, 2 Corinthians 7 verses 6 and 7. Titus had obviously been working for the Lord in Corinth, because when he met up with Paul, he gave him news concerning the people of Corinth. Titus had been comforted by the people there, and was therefore, from experience, able to be a comfort to Paul. He told Paul of the Corinthians' sorrow for the way they had treated him while he was there, and now wanted to please him. Can you imagine how much Paul was encouraged by this news? The reason Titus was able to encourage Paul was because his spirit had been refreshed by the people of Corinth. From this, we see that Titus was not only prepared to allow others to encourage him when he was feeling low, but was willing to be there when needed to give encouragement. We're not told how Titus came to meet up with Paul in Macedonia and not in Troas, as Paul had originally thought, but God was in control of events. Titus had travelled to Macedonia from Corinth, and we are told he had been comforted by the people there. He left Corinth having been blessed through the people there. He was happy and contented because his spirit had been refreshed by them. As a result, he had come to love the people of Corinth. We read of Paul saying, "His," that's Titus' "affection for you is all the greater when he remembers that you," the believers at Corinth, "were all obedient, receiving him with fear and trembling." This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 15. When Titus reported back to Paul, Paul had peace of mind knowing that things had improved there and they had accepted the word of God that Titus preached. God had begun a work of grace in Corinth by introducing them, through the word of God, to Christ. But they had a long way to go to reach spiritual maturity. They needed nurturing and further teaching, and Paul felt that Titus was the right man to do this. And we read, he urged Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. See 2 Corinthians 8 verse 6. We're now going to look at Paul's letter to Titus, and see what we can learn about him from what he wrote. The first thing we read is that Paul calls him my true son in our common faith, Titus 1:4, which tells us that he was probably converted under Paul's ministry. Over the years, Paul had come to trust him in his use of the scriptures, because we read that Paul left Titus in Crete to do a particular work. We don't know when Paul actually visited Crete, and we probably don't need to know, or we would have been told. However, there was some unfinished business there. For some reason, Paul must have had to leave the island, but he knew he could trust Titus to continue the work which he had begun. One of the things he was required to do was appoint people to lead the work there. He was given a list of qualities to look for in the men to be appointed. We're given a list of these qualities in Titus 1 and verses 6 to 9. I assume from this that Titus had all or most of these qualities and was of strong enough personality to show authority when the church was subjected to false teaching and other disputes. When we come to Titus chapter 2, we see that he knew the scriptures and was of sound doctrine, because we read that one of his tasks was to teach this to the people living on the island. But he was told by Paul to teach the people how to live in the way God wanted them to. And he goes into detail, the people who were to be taught, and what they were to be taught, so that they would be able to live God-centered lives, which would be an encouragement and witness to others. From the list of people given, Titus was to show no favoritism when preaching and teaching, because he includes everyone from the older people, some of whom would be appointed as leaders, to older women, younger men, and even slaves. This is in keeping with the words of Peter in Acts chapter 10 and verse 34, and Paul in Romans chapter 2 and verse 11, where they tell us that God does not show favoritism. James tells us that favoritism is forbidden, and therefore don't show favoritism, because if you do, you sin. These quotes can be found in James 2 and verses 1 to 9. This is why Paul reminds him in Titus 2 and verse 11 that God's grace is for everyone. And then in chapter 3 and verses 4 to 7, he reminds him how God saved his people. This is the gospel which Titus was told to stress in his preaching. So it appears that Titus must have been influenced by Paul as he travelled with him and learn much from him in order for Paul to feel he was sufficiently experienced to be entrusted with such an important task. Can the Lord trust you in the same way? Are you living according to the word of God in such a way that he can use you in any way he may call you? Thank you for listening. Goodbye for now.